The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
I know some Americans are wondering if you can safely celebrate the holidays with your family and friends. The answer is yes, you can. If you and those you celebrate with are vaccinated.
If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
If there's an unvaccinated person, I would say I'm very sorry, but not this time.
This president doesn't know what hope is, and he will not steal this holiday from us.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Here's Mike Gallagher.
Plans all formulated. God may have a different plan. And that's the way the world works. That's the way life works. That's the way humanity works. Welcome in to a Wednesday before Christmas episode of the Mike Gallagher Show. With yours truly, Mike Gallagher, in quarantine, in my bedroom, in Florida, feeling just about 100% after a couple of days of mild symptoms of getting the dreaded COVID-19 virus. And it's okay. I'm living to tell the tale. I'm back. And Joey Hudson, who was scheduled to fill in for me today, has graciously agreed to share the microphone. He's holding down the fort in South Carolina in the barn that was specially constructed for me to be there through December the 19th for the run of Annie. I was playing Oliver Warbucks in the South Carolina Children's Theater production. I got COVID 3 weeks into the run, which was my worst nightmare. I thought they were going to have to end the show. They did not. A local actor, Brandon Higginbotham, who had been running the sound for the show, stepped in, did a great job. They didn't lose any ticket sales. I'm so relieved. Congratulations to the Children's Theater for the great work they did. And boy, I gave them 2 days' notice, Joey Hudson, which is not a lot. You and I kept joking about how awful it would be and scary it would be for an actor to walk into a role like that with 2 days' notice. But Brandon, as I hear, hit it out of the park.
Well, that's what I hear too. But hey, look, 2 days' notice, that was pretty good. You gave me about 8 hours' notice to jump in the next day. So, and it started the local cheering of Let's Go Brandon. It gave a brand new meaning to Let's Go Brandon as he jumped and filled in for as Daddy Warbucks.
I love it. But, you know, in a way, this show, we hope, reflects what's happening in America. And this is true with COVID, because me getting COVID, despite being fully vaccinated, I had the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I got the booster about a month and a half or 2 months ago. My doctor, just a couple of weeks ago, gave me an antibodies test and said, you've got high antibodies. You've got good immunity against COVID. And so I asked him this week, I said, well, a lot of good that did me to be vaccinated and boosted. He said, yeah, but what were your symptoms? I said, well, they were mild. He goes, there you go. So for him, the idea that I had the booster, that I had the Regeneron treatment the first day that I was sick, and I did have 101, 102 degree fever for a couple of days, which is no fun. I had a pretty mild but dry cough, a persistent cough, which was no fun. But and the other weird side effect I've had, and I still have it, is actually really wild, bizarre, vivid dreams every night. And I don't know if that has to do with any of the medication I've been taking or if it's actually having the virus, but that's been kind of a weird symptom. But frankly, I'm absolutely one of those many, many people, most people who've had mild symptoms. And you know, the vaccination is going to be an ongoing raging debate. Even Donald Trump got dragged into the vaccination debate because President Trump and Bill O'Reilly the other day both confirmed publicly at one of their stops, one of their history tour stops, that they have been vaccinated and boosted. Joey, some of the people in the crowd booed President Trump.
It didn't go over too well. Yes, there was a loud display of boos from the back of the room as soon as they both agreed that that you should, you know, they were encouraging people to get vaccinated. Didn't go well with that crowd.
And yesterday, I have to again give a little bit of credit where credit is due. Finally, Biden gave credit to the Trump administration in Operation Warp Speed. Here's cut number five, where Biden yesterday addressed the country, although that was strange, too, because they announced, what was it, on Friday, that he was going to make an announcement on Tuesday? Why do you wait 3 days to make an announcement about a surging virus like Omicron, where people's lives are being impacted and people are having to make decisions, not to be living in fear, not to be thinking you're going to drop dead from Omicron, but to realize that if you do get COVID, as many people are getting right now, it's going to disrupt your life. You're going to have to stay home. You're going to stay away from people. You're not going to want to give the virus to somebody else. So finally, yesterday, here's President Biden giving credit where credit is much, much due, and that's the Trump administration and Operation Warp Speed.
Look, let me give it to you straight again. Omicron is serious, potentially deadly business for unvaccinated people. Let me be clear. Thanks to the prior administration and our scientific community, America is one of the first countries to get the vaccine. Thanks to my administration and the hard work of Americans, we led a rollout, made America among the world leaders in getting shots in arms.
Hey, Joey, when this guy is giving credit to the Trump administration, you know things have gotten real bad for the Biden administration.
Wouldn't you have loved to have been involved in that conversation when they decided that, well, maybe we need to acknowledge what this our predecessor did, what he actually accomplished?
Exactly. I mean, and the mainstream media is coming after Biden. I was reading Axios this morning, which is Mike Allen's site. It's a mainstream media inside the Beltway publication saying that Biden has been behind the eight ball on this thing, has been playing catch up, has not had testing, has not had. I mean, here we go now, 500, half a billion free tests going to be sent out to people so people can test themselves like I did. And that's how I found out I had COVID. I started getting symptoms Wednesday. By Wednesday night, I had a positive test on one of those Binax Now kits that I got from my local CVS. But Joey, as you pointed out, half a billion free test kits. How's that going to get implemented? Who's going to get the free kits?
Yeah, who decides? All right, let's make a little prediction here. How long do you think it will actually take them to distribute 500 million test kits? When do you think they'll be able to get those out?
Oh, a couple of days. Probably by Wednesday of next week, right? It'll just take a few days. That'll be a piece of cake. The way you ever seen how the post office or the VA works? I mean, have you ever seen the government be efficient? Although, you know, testing and therapeutics. I'm going to go to my grave wondering why they didn't want it. And like you've always said, often said, it doesn't fit their narrative. You know, it doesn't you live in fear. But therapeutics could have been the path out of this. When I got the diagnosis and realized I was positive, I live in Florida. I drove 10 minutes to a Regeneron treatment center. I waited about 2.5 hours. Incidentally, I had a conversation with a nurse there at the Regeneron treatment center that I want to share with our audience, because I know masks have been a big controversy as well. And I asked the lady, I said, all day long, they treat people with COVID. They're giving people the monoclonal antibodies treatment that I got. I know Dennis Prager got it as well. Many, many people, President Trump got it after he got sick with COVID. A lot of people are getting the Regeneron and the monoclonal antibodies. So this great nurse, I mean, other than not being able to find a vein on my hand, and that was pretty painful. She had a hard time.
That is painful, yes.
Oh, man, she could not find it, and she felt bad, and I kept reassuring her, it's okay, just keep trying. And she was about to give up. I said, no, please, I've waited 3 hours in line to get a Regeneron treatment. Don't give up now. So she went to my arm, and she got the needle in my arm, and I got my 25-minute infusion. But I asked her, I said, how many nurses are here? She said, we've got about between 25 and 30 people who are administering these Regeneron treatments all day long. Now, picture this, Joey. These are all nurses that are with COVID-19 infected patients, mm-hmm. right? Almost everybody right. has COVID. You're in an enclosed area. You're basically holding the person's hand for 30 minutes at a time. They sit right next to you the whole time. So I said, well, you've all gotten COVID, right? She said, no, none of us have gotten COVID. I said, none of you have gotten COVID? How can that be? And she said, well, it's pretty simple. And she pointed to the mask on her face. Yeah. And she said, you come in here with the mask on. We have a mask on. They're N95 masks. She said, what else could it be? Think about that. Just statistically, Joey, what are the chances that none of the people administering these Regeneron treatments are catching COVID from all of the COVID-19 patients that they're dealing with morning, noon, and night? So, you know, when people say the masks don't work, people are going to get mad at me for saying this, but listen, I've lived this now, and this is all anecdotal, but how else would you explain why none of the healthcare personnel at a Regeneron treatment center in Florida haven't gotten COVID? They didn't have, she said there hasn't been one case of any of them, Joey.
Yeah.
How do you explain it?
Well, and you made that observation to me the other day, and we were talking about that. I asked a good friend of mine here in the upstate of South Carolina. His wife happens to be a nurse at one of our urgent care centers here in the upstate. And he checked with her, and she deals with people with COVID every day as well. She said very few in their office over this past 18 months or whatever have actually had COVID. And they
wore
the mask.
So I asked her, and she was a great nurse. She was tremendous, and she had a great big personality and a big hearty laugh. I loved her. And I said, well, you know, I travel a lot. I'm on a lot of planes. And she said, well, there it is. I said, well, wait a minute, though. They make you wear a mask to get on the plane. She said, oh, do they? She said, what do you do when you eat your peanuts? What do you do when you sip your water? I said, well, I take my mask off. She said, that's the thing. She said, people on planes are taking their masks off a lot. You know, a lot of people take their masks off because you're allowed to take your mask off as you eat or drink. So I don't know, maybe, who knows? That's the trouble with getting COVID. You never know how you got it, where you got it, when you got it. It could be anywhere from 2 to 14 days. I don't know if I got it in South Carolina when I was there for the last week of the show. I don't know if I got it when I was in New York 2 weeks prior to that, because it's 2 to 14 days, right?
That's right. Well, but you also have the airlines. You're talking about the airplanes. You have the airlines arguing that an airplane is one of the safest places that you can be. I mean, the CEOs right. of Delta, American, Southwest just last week saying, hey, you know, you're safe on our airplanes.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So which is it?
Which is it? What's the answer? Well, there are more questions than answers, but I am delighted we could be together on this Wednesday before Christmas here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Welcome aboard. Mike Gallagher with you in quarantine in Florida. Joey Hudson in the barn in South Carolina in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Here's our number. Lines are already jammed. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. I hope you join us. It's great being able to spend a little bit of time with you. And thank you, Joey, for letting me crash my own show. Your voice, your call, your perspective, and more Joey coming up.
We live stream the Mike Gallagher Show on Rumble.com and SalemNewsChannel.com. Don't miss Mike's facial expressions and all the video clips you hear during the show on SalemNewsChannel.com and Rumble.com.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. It could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Gallagher.
25 past the hour, Mike in with Joey Hudson. And Joey, you know, I shared something anecdotally about the nurse at the Regeneron Center here in Florida saying that nobody had gotten COVID. Ken was on hold on Phoenix. I wanted to take Ken's call, but he hung up. But anecdotal stories are important because it can kind of shape our experience. Ken was saying, I saw on the screen, that everybody who was in, I think his wife is a nurse, and as I understand from the message on the screen, every nurse in this particular ward, despite wearing all the PPE and being very safe and careful, they all got COVID. So, Joey, there's a lot more questions, I think, than answers.
Yeah. As from the very beginning of this, because you'll notice every time Fauci or anyone else makes a statement, they'll always preface it by saying, well, we really don't know, or we're not quite sure. We don't know. Just like we were talking earlier, they're saying that 73% of new infections are from this new variant, the Omicron variant, but yet you don't know which variant you have yet because they're saying it takes a while to figure that out.
No idea. My doctor told me it's going to take weeks. He said that in my case, they take the test results, turn it over to the Florida Department of Health, and that takes them 2 to 3 weeks to determine that. So there's a lot of, and I'm very cynical about all these statistics and this data they throw around about what percentage is Omicron. They don't know. The Quest lab test, or the typical, PCR test, I guess, and the antigen tests, they don't know right away if it's Omicron or Delta. So I think we're being fed a lot of bull, to be honest, to be real blunt. But I want to take some calls. I want to get a lot of voices in here. Great news to share with our prison fellowship campaign. And look at me wearing my teal blue My Pillow sleepwear today. It's soft and smooth. I'm surrounded by MyPillow. It's not too late to get a MyPillow gift card for Christmas. MyPillow.com. Don't forget to enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com. Promo code MikeG. Stick around. Your voice, your call, your reaction all coming up. Mike Gallagher, Joey Hudson with you on this Wednesday before Christmas, COVID quarantine style.
You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
As its power wanes and its destruction of the ballot box looms on the horizon, the Democratic Party is trying to wreck your Christmas. It's their latest psyop. They can't convince you of anything anymore. You no longer believe them. Why would you? So they're trying to punish and terrify you into submission instead. But here's the good news. It's not working. Americans are going to celebrate Christmas anyway. They always have, and they're going to this year. This is still America.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Unless you get COVID, Tucker, and then maybe we won't be. I mean, my celebration of Christmas involves binge watching shows like Yellowstone and The Morning Show. And what else have I been watching? Breaking Bad. Saw a documentary about Sesame Street the other night. I mean, I'm climbing the walls here, Joey D. Hudson, but at least I'm watching my TV with a brand new sound bar and sound system that the Hudsons sent to me for Christmas. I opened my Christmas gift early so I could get good audio as I'm watching all this TV, Joey.
Santa came a little early, and it may not be over yet. There could be some other packages on the way.
Wow, I'm very excited. Well, you guys have yours. I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm eating anything that doesn't move. I figure I'm starting my PhD weight loss and nutrition program January 3rd, so if I got to have, and I still have my sense of taste, which is pretty cool. because a lot of people lose their sense of taste and smell. And Joey, I don't know about you, but that was what I was dreading the most.
All right, so here's a question for you. Do you think that I know you were sick, but would you? I think you would describe your symptoms as being mild, as opposed
absolutely.
To absolutely. All right. So, do you think they were mild because you had the Omicron variant, and they're describing that as a milder case, or do you think they were mild because you've been vaccinated?
I'd love to know the answer to that, because my doctor believes that it's a little combination of everything. He thinks it's because I was vaccinated and boosted. He thinks the Regeneron treatment that I got the first full day, was a big help. Yep. I've been taking ivermectin throughout. I've been taking hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, which is what he prescribed after I was diagnosed. Who knows? I mean, that's the problem. You never really know. But I think the question about the quarantine is fascinating, because here I am. It's just accepted. 10 days from the first day you get symptoms, and one of my sons right now has symptoms, so we're not sure if one of my sons is going to be able to travel for Christmas. And yet, as you've said, that 10-day quarantine is being questioned. Here's cut number 10. This is Fauci with John Berman yesterday on CNN, because one of the challenges is all of us having to shut down our lives for 10 days. After the first 3 or 4 days, Joey, as you know, I've been practically symptom free. I'm a little bit congested still, and what am I in now? My seventh day?
Seven days.
So should I still be quarantined? Listen to this exchange between Fauci and CNN's John Berman.
And what are the considerations about the CDC guidelines that say right now you need to isolate for 10 days after a positive test? Dr. Jha says it might be worth reducing that length of time, given that these people are going to be asymptomatic.
Well, that is going to be, that's certainly an important consideration, which is being discussed right now, particularly, John, in the context of healthcare workers. For example, if you get a healthcare worker who's infected and without any symptoms at all, you don't want to keep that person out of work too very long, because particularly if we get a run on hospital beds and the need for healthcare personnel, that's something that at least will be considered, no decisions yet, about the possibility if you do have someone who's infected, rather than keeping them out for 7 to 10 days, if they are without symptoms, put an N95 mask on them, make sure they have the proper PPE, and they might be able to get back to work sooner than the full length of the quarantine period.
Now, Joey, have you ever heard a bigger non-answer? I got to play that comic. Guys, play the comic again that we found on social media early last year. This guy, he nails Fauci so perfectly, because sometimes you don't know what's the real Fauci and what's the fake Fauci. Here's the fake Fauci.
I'd say even if you live alone, I would wear a mask in the house, especially in the shower, because frankly, droplets can make the way through the drain and come up through somebody else's toilet, infecting them with COVID through the anus. Ballpark in 2 to 5 to 20 years, we can start thinking about considering the idea of pondering, the thought of conceptualizing the possibility of maybe, perhaps, reopening, but probably not. I would avoid having any fun whatsoever in the near to far future.
Yeah, I mean, don't want to have fun.
Yeah, have fun with that. But honestly, did that sound all that different from Fauci's legitimate answer to the question, what about shortening the quarantine from 10 to 5 days?
It did not. And you do remember when we started this thing, the quarantine was 14 days. It went from 14
Correct.
Days to 10 days, and now they're considering 5 days.
Now, as we take some calls together, Joey, I've got my Binax. If you're watching at SalemNewsChannel.com, don't worry, I'm not going to gross you out and stick the swab up my nose on camera. I want to be off camera when I stick the swab up. But I want to see now, here I am 7 days, no symptoms. What if I have a negative test? I mean, we're going to find out here, because I'm going to do the swab right now. These kits, again, I don't know if this is the same brand, the Abbott antigen home test is going to be what Biden is planning to send out. It's probably going to take 5 years to get to everybody.
Yes.
But I'm going to give myself a test. Let's say I've got a negative test. I'm 7 days in. Can I break my quarantine? Is there a quarantine cop that's going to give me a ticket? Am I going to get arrested? I'll feel very naughty if I sneak out, Joey.
Well, these test kits that we're receiving from Biden, maybe they have some kind of tracking device or something.
No, don't start. Don't start. Don't make this any worse than it already is, please. All right, let's go to – take me off camera, guys, when we say hi to Teresa in Springfield, Ohio. Merry Christmas, Teresa. You're on with Mike and Joey. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you. Hope you feel better soon.
Thank you.
You asked the question before, why aren't they using therapeutics? Why aren't they allowing therapeutics? And everything that I have seen and heard, and I've done a lot of research, tells me that it has to do with the emergency use authorization. They would not allow people to use any kind of therapeutics, and everything had to be only vaccine, only vaccine, only vaccine. And the minute you introduce therapeutics and allow it, then they couldn't get the emergency use authorization. And if that's the case, that is horrible. That's
no, it's
a scandalous thing that has been done to the American people and the people of the world. In Israel, in particular, they made a contract with them. I think that was Pfizer. And I know this, I'm not medically based, but I've done a lot of research. And they wouldn't allow Pfizer to use any, or Israel to use any therapeutics either, only vaccine. And Israel has done multiple studies and put data out. The United States doesn't put any data out. We hear conjecture. We hear summaries. We hear statements by Fauci, and he's the science. He's not the science.
Right.
And the American people are growing tired of it. I've grown tired of it. I'm not going to live in fear, but I'm going to be educated. And the more education, the more I've learned, the more it tells me therapeutics are the way to go.
Yeah. Absolutely. And they've eliminated, Teresa, as we know, they have minimized therapeutics. Regeneron, it depends on where you live. Here in Florida, these Regeneron treatment centers, that's a standard protocol, thanks to Governor Ron DeSantis. You go to blue states, good luck finding a Regeneron place where, you know, a treatment center where you can get Regeneron. South Carolina, where Joey lives, Governor McMaster has also touted the benefits and the efficacy of Regeneron centers. But, you know, this is not this is no easy ride here.
And it's really a sad state of affairs, Mike, when something like this becomes partisan. And to a degree, or large degree, actually, I think it has become partisan, just as you mentioned. I mean, the blue states, you don't have these therapeutics. Red states, you do. So that's pretty partisan to me.
Portions of our show are brought to you by Prison Fellowship, and I want to share some extraordinary news. Christmas is about giving, Joey, and we talk all the time about the real meaning of Christmas. It's not receiving, it's giving. So many children have been blessed by Mike Gallagher Show listeners. Our goal was 7,800 kids. And let me first of all just remind you what Prison Fellowship is all about. This is the ministry founded by the late Chuck Colson to connect children with parents in America who are incarcerated. A lot of these kids are going to follow the same paths as their dad or their mom. A lot of these kids, though, might learn the gospel. They might be able to take a different path. And many of our listeners have come through. We had a goal higher than any other show at Salem by far. I mean, double. I think our goal was almost double Hewitt's goal. And his audience has come through for him as well. And all of our shows have exceeded their goal. But my goal, because our audience is so historically generous, was a crazy number of kids. It's $25 to sponsor a child to get them a Bible, to get them a message from their mom or dad and a Christmas present. $25, right? We had a goal of 7,800 kids. Hey, Eric, can you give me a little timpani roll and I can share right now where we are at this second with how many kids have been sponsored? Get ready for this. This is pretty cute, pretty huge. 9,325 children, Joey, have been sponsored by Mike Gallagher Show listeners. That means we're only 675 children away from hitting 10,000. You know what I think we're going to do? I'm going to pray right now, and I hope you'll join me, Joey, and everybody will join me in prayer, that we'll hit 10,000 sponsored children today. That will mean that Mike Gallagher listeners will have donated $250,000, $250,000 to our prison fellowship campaign just during the month of December. So let's end today on a really happy note and an upbeat. 675 kids away. That's about $12,000 or $13,000. I know we have listeners who are going to step up and get us to 10,000 before the end of the show, Joey. Please go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page. You can make it secure on online donation. $100 will sponsor four children, whatever amount you can afford. We're almost there to hit 10,000 children. Wow, what an incredible blessing that's going to be. And that's the best Christmas present any of us could ever hope for here at Team Gallagher. So thank you so much. We're 675 children away. Please go to MikeOnline.com. Click on that fellowship or that Angel Tree campaign banner at the top of the page and give what you can. And let's have a big surge here in the last 15 or 20 minutes of the show, as well as I'll give you the result of my COVID test so far, Joey. Spoiler alert: it's not looking too good. I think I'm still. I think I've still got the two bars, but I'll hold it up on the camera for you. Check us out at SalemNewsChannel.com. Download the app. Watch the shows that you love. Great video clips, 24/7. Brand new platform. We're the antidote to the mainstream media. Salem News Channel.
Listen to Mike on all your Amazon Echo devices. Just tell Alexa to play The Mike Gallagher Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hey, Mike, Sue from Delaware. Just wanted to say that you sound better than ever. I hate to say that coronavirus did you good, but it seems like you're a lot happier, that you got it, and now you have natural antibodies. God bless you. Bye.
Hey, I had COVID. I haven't been vaccinated. I took 5,000 units a day of vitamin D, zinc, and magnesium. I didn't take the recommended of zinc and magnesium. I took ivermectin, and I had basically a cold, and that was it.
You know, Joey, that lady who said there's a relief, there is kind of a feeling of relief when you get it. I mean, we spent 2 years trying to avoid it. Do you have that feeling at all? Or, I mean, is there a part of you, because your wife got it, Peg got it, but
she did.
Somehow you made... You're too mean for COVID to attach itself to you, so somehow you stayed away from it. Is there a part of you that kind of wishes you got it and got it over with?
Well, there is, and you and I have had this conversation before. I don't want to go through the process of having it, but, you know, you just kind of feel a little safer as well. And who knows? Maybe I did, and I was just asymptomatic. As you know, I took ivermectin literally the day that Peg got her a positive test back. My doctor prescribed ivermectin. I started it immediately. Maybe that made the difference.
Could be. Here's my test. If you're watching at Salem News Channel, this is. Are you ready for a little bit of a?
Do we have a drum roll here?
A little drum roll. And there it is. And this is not what you want to see. The two lines. You're only supposed to have one line at the top, but I've got two lines. Come on, Eric. Hit the wah wah. There we go. That's all right. You know, that's the other problem. My doctor said I could have a positive test result for weeks after being over with this thing because you still have, I guess, some viral components in your system. That doesn't necessarily mean you have COVID.
Which is a problem in itself. We've gotten a couple of text messages on the MyPillow text line. One saying, I had the quarantine twice because of positive tests. Never had a fever. or any other symptoms, 2 months out of work and only get 2 weeks pay sick pay. That can be a problem for people who don't have sick pay and they miss their jobs.
Yeah, I just hope as I kind of sign off here, and you're going to hold down the fort tomorrow for me as I get into Christmas time, and I'm going to be Zoom timing with my Zoom calls with my kids. And listen to this text on the MyPillow text line from New York. Mike Gallagher, you are a champion, and your pal Joey Hudson, he's right up there with you. You guys are amazing for sure. Love listening to both of you. Thanks for all you do. It takes courage and strength that I've grown to depend on the last few years that I've been listening to you. Get well soon, Mike, and may you and the radio station have a joyous and peaceful Christmas. Your fan and faithful supporter, Pat from Brooklyn. Joey, with support like that, how can we go wrong, huh?
Yep. It's just heartwarming. And that's the joy of doing a radio show every day, the feedback that we get from our listeners. They become family, part of the family.
And I've felt that love all through this journey here. Pray for my kid that he's negative. I hope he gets to be with his brothers and his niece at Christmas time. I hope everyone has a joyous, blessed, safe, Merry Christmas. Joey, thanks for all of your support and the work you're doing. Don't forget, it's not too late to get a MyPillow gift card, and I love supporting Mike Lindell and our speaking of family, MyPillow is our extended family. If you're watching the show today at Salem News Channel, you see me wearing my very smooth, soft MyPillow sleepwear. They got all kinds of loungewear, sleepwear, of course, pillows, the slippers. Support Mike, support MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Square, click on that box, and with anything you order, enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034. Joey, Merry Christmas, my dear friend, and thank you so much for your support. You and Peg, one of the greatest gifts a guy could ever have.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend, and continue to feel well.
Amen. I sure will. And thank you for spending the Wednesday before Christmas with us. Joey Hudson will take you home tomorrow right into the holidays, and we'll be back first of the year. Stay in touch, too. Feel free to email us, mike@mikeonline.com. Have a great, great day. Be safe. Keep fighting the good fight. And Merry Christmas. On behalf of Joey Hudson, I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.